From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Heavily armed security forces are patrolling streets and subways are closed in Belgium's capital today as the government warned of a risk of attacks similar to the multiple terrorist actions in Paris that killed 130 people 8 days ago. The terror alert in Brussels, Belgium is now at the highest level, with Prime Minister Charles Michel saying that the increased concern is in response to quite precise information about the risk of an attack and concerns that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack, perhaps even in several places. An earlier statement warned citizens that they should avoid crowded public areas such as concerts, shopping malls, and transport hubs if possible. Security forces in Cameroon say at least 10 people were killed in a suicide attack carried out by suspected members of the Islamist group Boko Haram. The blast was in the far northern region of Cameroon and was only the latest deadly attack in several months. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East tomorrow to begin a trip that will focus on Israeli-Palestinian violence, the Islamic State group, and the conflict in Syria. The State Department spokesman John Kirby said today in a statement that Mr. Kerry plans to stop in Israel, the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates during his three-day trip. Meantime, thousands of defiant Parisians mark the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks Friday night, many laying wreaths and lighting candles, or standing in silence at the city's Place de la République, which has become a central memorial to victims of terror. Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris' central mosque. Security was tight, with the Islamic State having claimed responsibility for a coordinated attack that killed 130 8 days ago. This is VOA News.